ladies and gentlemen, he is one of America's finest political humorists and satirists, a U of I alum. He is Bill Melberg from Chicago. Hey, Bill!
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
Good morning, Connect FM listeners.
Well, this has been another jam-packed news week. How about a quick review? Let's go!
Stevie and Diane, during this past week, Newt Gingrich suspended his campaign for the Republican nomination for president. Having won only two states with just a handful of primaries still ahead, Gingrich apparently decided that his chances of winning the nomination were zero. Meanwhile, Mitt Romney, the presumptive nominee, was looking for a vice presidential running mate. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says that he's not interested in the vice presidency, but he'd consider the job if Romney were to ask him. Likewise, Florida Senator Marco Rubio says that he is not interested in being vice president, but would consider the job if Romney were to ask him. Wisconsin Congressman Paul Ryan says that he, too, is happy where he's at, but would consider the vice presidency if Romney were to ask him. Former Governors Mike Huckabee and Tim Pawlenty have both said they aren't interested in the job, but would consider it if Romney were to ask them. Ditto for New Mexico Governor Susana Martinez, who says that she has no interest in the job, but would consider it if Romney were to ask her. And Vice President Joe Biden says that he is definitely interested in the job and would be willing to run on both tickets with Romney and Obama, or Mitt Romney alone if Obama decides to dump him. Also this week, Team Obama unveiled its new campaign slogan and unleashed the first in a series of Romney attack ads. And finally, the president traveled to Afghanistan to celebrate the first anniversary of his gutsy decision to kill Osama bin Laden.
Oh, what a week. And for a more in-depth look at that week, let's turn to our distinguished team of political analysts. Ladies and gentlemen, former presidents George Herbert Walker Bush.
Good morning, Stevie. Good morning, Diane.
Morning.
And Bill Clinton.
Hi, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hi.
President Clinton, during this past week, the Obama campaign released an ad in which you suggested that Mitt Romney would not have taken out Osama bin Laden if he'd been president a year ago. Do you have any proof, sir, that Mitt Romney would not have taken out Osama bin Laden if he'd been president?
No. But do you have any proof that he would? I mean, you see, it all depends on what the meaning of the phrase take out is. And what the meaning of the word is.
But isn't that going over the top, sir?
Stevie, you've got to understand something. Barack Obama cannot run on his record. I mean, let's face it. The Obama presidency has been a disaster, just as I said it would be 4 years ago. Except for one thing. Obama got Osama. So that's what he's got a campaign on.
President Bush, what do you think of that strategy, sir?
Stevie, I think it's disgusting. Graceful. How dare the Obama campaign politicize the demise of bin Laden? And how dare they suggest that Mitt Romney would not have taken out Osama if he had been given the opportunity? I'll tell you one thing. Mitt Romney is looking forward to taking out Obama this November.
Mr. President, that word forward brings me to my next question. What do you think of the Obama campaign's new slogan? It's just one word. Forward.
Well, I found it a very interesting choice. You see, forward is a name or a word that's been very closely identified with socialist newspapers over the years. Back in the late 1800s, Karl Marx wrote for a French communist newspaper called Forward. In 1905, Vladimir Lenin started a newspaper in Russia called Forward. Benito Mussolini edited a newspaper called Avanti, which in Italian means forward. And listen to this.
Yes, sir.
That was the official song of the Hitler Youth, the Nazi organization for boys. And the name of the song? Forward.
No kidding.
It's So I find it very curious that Barack Obama's using the word forward as his new campaign theme, the same word used by dozens of socialist newspapers, plus Karl Marx, Vladimir Lenin, Benito Mussolini, and the Hitler Youth Corps.
President Clinton?
Stevie, now that was over the top. I cannot believe that George just made up all that stuff about the word forward. I didn't make it up. It's true. Well, there you go again, suggesting that Barack Obama is a socialist. Just because the president supports socialized medicine, nationalized the auto industry, calls for the, quote, redistribution of income, unquote, promises to, quote, fundamentally transform our system of government, unquote, and routinely vilifies millionaires and billionaires and other greedy capitalists, does not mean he's a socialist. He's just very, 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 very progressive.
President Bush?
Stevie, progressive is just another word for socialist. But let's go forward with our discussion.
All right. Continuing our conversation about the presidential campaign, let's listen to the latest attack ad against Mitt Romney from the so-called Obama Truth Team. And here it is.
Greetings, comrades. And welcome back to the Obama Truth Team, where we tell the truth about Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. This week, we celebrated our dear leader's gutsy decision to bring justice to Osama bin Laden 1 year ago. Commander-in-Chief Obama promised to get Osama, and he did, single-handedly and all by himself. What a courageous and brilliant leader. Yes, Barack Obama is taking America forward, but Mitt Romney would take America backward. Moreover, Mitt Romney would not have gone after bin Laden, not like Barack Obama did. Thank goodness Barack Obama was our president 1 year ago, and not Mitt Romney. Osama bin Laden would still be enjoying his life of luxury today, if it hadn't been for the genius of Barack Obama. And speaking of luxury, as workers all across America were celebrating May Day and counting themselves lucky for all of the jobs President Obama saved during the past 4 years, millions of jobs, Mitt Romney was counting his dollars, millions of dollars. Yes, while Barack Obama flew secretly to Afghanistan to confer with his generals, Mitt Romney might have been flying secretly to Switzerland to confer with his bankers. Oh, yes, it's true. Mitt Romney has a Swiss bank account. Why doesn't Mitt Romney keep his millions of dollars in an American bank? Does Mitt Romney have something to hide? Don't take a chance on millionaire Mitt. Re-elect an honest and open and courageous leader, Comrade Obama. Paid for by the committee to re-elect Barack Obama, David Axelrod Trotsky, chairman.
Well, on that negative note, I want to thank former Presidents George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton for joining us and for their opposite views of the political scene. Well, let's bring in our regular point-counterpoint team of Senator John McCain, Republican of Arizona, and Congressman Barney Frank, Democrat of Massachusetts, to talk about the lighter side of politics. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Stevie, my friend. Good morning, Diane, my friend.
Hello.
Hello, Stevie. Hello, Diane.
Hello.
Hello, Connect FM listeners.
Gentlemen, I'm told that both of you attended last weekend's White House Correspondents' Dinner. Did you enjoy President Obama's jokes? How did you like Jimmy Kimmel's zingers? Let's begin with Senator McCain.
Stevie, I thought President Obama's jokes fell flat, especially his mean-spirited joke about Sarah Palin. But most of Jimmy Kimmel's material was terrific. He had me on the floor.
Congressman Frank, what was your take?
Well, Stevie and Diane, I thought the president's jokes were terrific, but Jimmy Kimmel's jokes fell flat.
Well, Congressman, it seems ABC's Barbara Walters agrees with you. Let's listen to her take on Jimmy Kimmel.
I did not like Jimmy Kimmel, who was very funny, but I did not like what he said about me. Oh, take a look.
16 years is a long time. 16 years ago, there was no Facebook, there was no Google, and a tweet was something Barbara Walters gave her dog.
Senator, Senator McCain, what did you think of that joke?
Stevie, my friend, I thought it was very, very funny. Barbara gave tweets to a dog.
Congressman Frank?
Stevie, I did not get that joke. What's so funny about giving tweets to a dog? I give my dog tweets all the time.
Congressman Barney Frank, as usual, you got the last word. But when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, we'll hear a final word about May Day from political humorist Bill Melberg. Don't go away. 93.5, 95.3, Connect FM. Hey, we're back with political humorist Bill Melberg. And Bill, socialists around the world celebrated May Day this past week.
Yes, they did, comrade.
Yeah, May Day is also known as International Workers' Day in many parts of the world. Here in the U.S., the Occupy Wall Street movement held protests against capitalism in cities all across the country. Socialism versus capitalism seems to be emerging as a major theme in this year's presidential election. Conservatives call Barack Obama an evil socialist. Liberals call Mitt Romney a greedy capitalist. Where is it all heading?
Well, Stevie and Diane, some people do indeed believe that America's heading down a path toward socialism. And some people think we're already there. And other people think this song will soon be heard at baseball games across the country.
That's the old Soviet national anthem.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's Ernie Hayes playing it or not, but yes, it is, Stevie. And this coming Monday, they'll be playing that song for that old KGB agent, Vladimir Putin, at his presidential inauguration in Moscow.
Yeah.
And some people think they'll be playing that song at Barack Obama's inauguration in Washington next January if he's reelected in November. One thing's for certain, though, as we've said many times already, this is going to be one very nasty presidential campaign, and the past week has certainly proven the point.
Yeah, it has. That's why it's fun to put aside politics. As I've said many times to Diane, if we don't laugh, we're going to cry, because it's pretty intense out there. There's no question about it, and I love the AttackWatch.com ads. Those are so funny.
Mitt Romney has a Swiss bank account.
Yeah.
Can I repeat that? Swiss bank account.
By the way, that was, it's true years ago. He doesn't have it anymore, and it's yet that's going to be an issue because it implies just that Mittens is so rich, right?
He's a greedy capitalist. And Barack Obama has saved 5 billion jobs.
I mean, to tell you, then this whole Chinese dissident, what a deal. I'm hearing liberals come out and say, man, the president's got to get that family out of there. That's going to be tough.
Well, that's why he got that 3 a.m. wake-up call, and Mrs. Clinton is handling it.
And Bill Clinton, I told you.
What did I say 4 years ago?
I told you.
Incompetent, inexperienced, in over his head.
But, yeah, you know that ad that you mentioned during the show here? The ad that Bill Clinton came out with, man, I mean, he's so good on camera. That guy is so good.
But would Mitt Romney have gone after Bin Laden?
That's right.
I know I didn't.
Yeah. And he was so the guy could act, don't you think? Bill Clinton would be a pretty good actor. I mean, the way he looks in the camera and the way...
Or a televangelist, one of the two.
Listen, he's pretty good. He really, really is. All right, so let's end our show on a little upswing here. And you mentioned Ernie Hayes. Don't we love Ernie Hayes?
Hey, don't we love the Cardinals?
Yeah.
They're playing tonight, aren't they?
Cubs play tonight as well. Yeah, the Cardinals play in Houston. Cubbies lost another tough one. Bottom of the ninth stuff in Cincinnati yesterday.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, you're the best. Thanks for your time, my friend.
Ask you wow, everybody.
That's Bill Melberg. You can locate Bill at an evening with the presidents.com.
Sounding great.
His live shows are so good. and you can book them at eveningwiththepresidents.com. We're out of time. Thanks for listening. I'm Stevie J. Thanks, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Have a great weekend.